Up next is Trigatory.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah-smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small. When men on the chessboard get up and tell you where to go, and you've just had some kind of mushroom, and your mind is moving slow, go ask Alice, I think she'll know. When logic and proportion have fallen backwards, and the Red Queen's off with her head, remember what the Dormouse said, keep your head, keep your head.
Trigatory. We heard this song last night on Sing It.
Yeah.
So, I actually really liked this song for you.
Yeah.
At the beginning, it was really good. Like, the lower parts were, like, really on pitch, and, like, your energy was high, and, like, your voice sounded really good on it. Like, it sounded a lot open and, like, less, like, nasally for you, which I really, really liked.
Yeah.
And then it got to, like, this part where you started singing about the mushrooms or something, and it, like, went higher.
Oh, the caterpillar and junk?
Yeah, and it kind of went a little all over the place pitch-wise. You, like, kind of lost it. But then you got it back when it was, like, go ask Alice, but it was higher. So your pitch came back. But it was a little, like, strainy. Like, you kind of went back up into your nose instead of keeping that open sound.
Yeah, I noticed that with the long notes. They sounded a little off, and then they sounded kind of nasal at the long notes at the end. And I definitely liked the beginning better than, like, the second half, because, like, the slower part at the beginning was good, and then you got, like, to the middle, and yeah, you kind of lost control a little bit. But it was still a good song choice for you.
It was a really good song choice for you. I really liked this.
It was freaky. I was imagining you, like, I don't know, dressed like a goth and, like, stalking around, being all emo and stuff.
Being all emo, yes. Oh my goodness. Yeah. Okay, yeah, this was really pretty well done, actually. I was, like, really excited about this for you. This was a good song choice.
Oh, so. Yeah, and I liked the mixing a lot.
Yeah, the mixing was really well done. She's good at that, though.
Yeah,
I knew Trigatory was good at that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was really great.
Woo. Oh, wait, all what right. episode is this one from?
Oh, yeah. I knew we were forgetting something. I was like, we're forgetting something. Okay. This one is also from the one about Sam getting hunted.
Yes.
By the vampire guy. So, popular episode tonight. That one.
And they didn't even know it.
I know. I don't know. That one's kind of not my favorite episode. Like, it's interesting, but it's not my fave.
Yeah, I just remembered which one it was now, and it's kind of like, yeah. Not one of the better ones.
So. Okay. Done.
Done again.
Up next is Jeffers.
I can't fight this feeling any longer, and yet I'm still afraid to let it flow. What started out as friendship has grown stronger. I only wish I had the strength to let it show. And even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cool, dark winter's night. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. It's time to bring this ship into the shore and throw away the oars. Baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore. My life has been such a whirlwind since I saw you. I've been running round in circles in my mind, and it always seems that I'm following you, girl. 'Cause you take me to the places that alone I never find. And even as I wander, I'm keeping you in sight. You're a candle in the window on a cold, dark winter's night. And I'm getting closer than I ever thought I might. And I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting. It's time to bring this ship into the shore and throw away the oars forever. 'Cause I can't fight this feeling anymore. I've forgotten what I started fighting for. Even if I have to crawl upon the floor, come crashing through your door, baby, I can't fight this feeling anymore.
Jeffers. Oh my god. Okay, first of all, I think Adrian Vader was his backup singers. Oh my god, they sounded so much like that. I think he must have, like, pitched the song or something. So, like, the backtrack singers were like, ooh, in the background.
Oh my gosh. They're like, Zac Efron.
It sounded so funny. I was like, oh my god, that's so great. I was so happy about that. He said that he did this version instead of another version, and, like, I guess he meant the version in, he meant the version in the show, and for some reason, I, like, can legitimately...
Isn't this the original version, though?
That's what I thought. I'm, like, so confused. I literally have no idea what version he was trying to do, and what, I, like, can't picture the version that's in the show. This is from the, it's from season two, again. Everybody likes season two. And it's called Simon Said, and it's the one when they get phone calls, about, like, turning the people into, like, killers. Like, they get the phone call, and then they, like, go kill somebody. It's, like, really weird.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That one was pretty good.
That one's cool. I like season two, so I'm happy people are singing songs from season two.
Yeah, season two is really good.
Yeah, because it's, like, it's nice because it has, because, like, the first season, there's a lot of them just, like, fighting random things, and, like, all the episodes don't really connect, but season two has a lot of them, like, fighting random things, but there's still, like, plot, so it's cool. I like it.
They're fighting different things and following the journal. Ah. Plot twist.
I think for Jeffers, this was, like, really adorable. It was a little pitchy.
Well, it's always adorable, so.
I know. He was like, oh my god, at the beginning, he sounded really sad. Like, at the very beginning, he was like, I was just like, oh, I want to give you a hug.
He said he can't fight the feeling anymore.
I know. But it was good. I liked this overall. I thought it was well done.
Yeah, I don't really have anything to say about it. It was good. You emoted well. I didn't picture you as a dancing teddy bear, so I don't know if that's good or bad. You can take it as what,
like,
you want.
A singing teddy bear that is sad. It was like,
like standing in like a karaoke bar.
Yeah.
He was a drunk teddy bear at a karaoke bar. I don't know.
Drunk teddy bear. Oh my god. This was good though.
Emo bear.
All right, I'm good.
Me too.
Done.
Up next is Italian Girl.
All our times have here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby,
don't fear the reaper.
Baby, take my hand,
don't fear the reaper.
We'll be able to fly,
don't fear the reaper.
Baby, I'm your man. La, 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 la. Valentine is done here, but now they're gone. Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity.
Romeo and Juliet.
40,000 men and women every day. 40,000 men and women every day. Another 40,000 coming every day. Come on, baby. Baby, take my hand, we'll be able to fly, baby, I'm your man.
La, 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 la,
la, la, la, la, la,
la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la, la
love of two is one. Here but now there gone. Came in last night of sadness, and it was clear she couldn't go on. Then the door was open and the wind appeared. The candles blew and then disappeared. The curtains flew and then he appeared.
Said, don't be afraid.
Come on, baby.
And she had no fear.
Then they started to fly.
And they started to fly.
They looked backwards, said goodbye.
Had become like they are.
She had taken his hand.
She had become like they are.
Come on, baby.
Don't
Italian girl.
Italian girl.
Okay. Did you know this song? Because it kind of sounded like you didn't. It kind of sounded like you, like, didn't know some of the words, and you, like, stumbled over them. It also sounded way too low for you.
Yeah.
You should have, like, pitched it up a little bit. Or picked a song that was in your range more, because you sounded like you were really pushing for those low notes, and I was just like, what are you doing?
Yeah, pushing hard. Dun, dun, dun. And in effect, it ruined, like, well, not ruined, but, like, you didn't have, like, any emotion, and then it just sounded like a really low mess.
You were a zombie.
Yeah, you did sound like kind of low energy, very, like, one level. There was no... And, like, I know this song isn't very, like, emotional and, like, you need to emote. It just... There was nothing there.
Yeah, it does have, like, the, like... You had to get the message of the song across, and, like, it did, like, remind me of, like, a zombie, like, just, like, walking around singing. Be like, don't fear the reaper.
A zombie walking around singing. Yes. Oh, boy. Yeah, this is from episode 12 in season 1, where they go to that guy who, like, claims he's, like, a priest who can heal anybody.
Oh, yeah,
and it's, like,
that
the reapers
one.
Are actually, like, the ones coming and, like, taking the people. That was a good episode. I liked that one a lot.
I love that one.
Season 1 is really scary. Like, in my opinion. I think season 1 is, like, really scary.
Well, the first episode is the Bloody Mary one, so yeah, kind
of.
Oh,
I hate Bloody Mary. Bloody Mary scared the crap out of me. It was like The Ring Part 2. Oh my god, oh, it's so scary.
I know.
Bloody Mary. Okay, we're done with this. We're not talking about that anymore. Yeah, I definitely did not think this was a great choice for you, personally.
Yeah, and like the backing track sounded more enthused than you were. So that's not really a good thing.
Yeah. I don't really have anything else to say about this.
Yeah, me neither.
Done.
Done.
And finally is Sam Haft.
Thank you. same. Well, only the names will change. Every day, it seems we're wasting away. Another place where the faces are so cold. I drive all night just to get back home. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wanted dead or alive. Wanted dead or alive. Sometimes I sleep. Sometimes it's not for days. The people I meet always go their separate ways. Sometimes you tell the day by the bottle that you drink, and the times when you're alone, all you do is think. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride. Dead or alive, wanted,
wanted,
dead or alive. Whoa. String on my back, I play for keeps, 'cause I'm not coming back. I've been everywhere, but I'm standing tall. I've seen a million faces, and I rock them all. I'm a cowboy on a steel horse I ride, and I'm wanted. Dead or alive, I'm a cowboy. I got the night on my side, and I'm wanted.
He's wanted, dead or alive. So, you know, wow. Good for him to be wanted when he's dead, you know? I mean, like, I don't think I could pull that off.
I think I might know what this one is from, but I'm not sure.
Oh, I know which one it's from, definitely. So you guess, and I'll tell you if you're right.
Is it from the one with the shapeshifter guy in the bank, and he's like, they sneak out at the end and the song plays?
No.
Dun dun dun.
It's not. No, the one in from the bank.
Oh,
is,
that one
is Renegade.
Yeah.
By Styx. No. No, this is the one when Dean is gonna get like taken to hell at the end of the third season. It's like the last
episode.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. So that's what this one is from. But, oh my god. Good guess, though. And, like, Renegade is kind of the same idea.
Yeah.
You know, they're both about, like, you know, being on the run and, like, being wanted and, like...
Yeah.
Oh my god. This was good. What did you think? I thought the singing was really cool. At the beginning, there was, like, a couple parts when you, like... It sounded like he was, like, trying... Like, he was, like, belting, but it sounded, like, strainy, so it didn't come across as belting. But I know that's what he was, like, going for.
Yeah, like, I didn't like how, like, your... I don't know if your mic... You have a bad mic or something, but, like, the quality of the recording was, like... and, like, the volume of the music was loud, and you were kind of, like, drowning in the music. Well, not, like, drowning, but it was, like, not level.
I know. It was, like, weird. It was, like, very, very strange.
I know. And then there was, like, a crazy effect that popped in like, one of your runs, like, in the middle of the song, and I was like, it's apparently not autotune, but it sounded like autotune.
I'm guessing it was the radio effect on GarageBand. That's what it sounded like.
What does it do? Make you sound like you're on the radio?
Yeah, it does this thing where it makes you sound kind of, like, distorted. I've used it before for, like, creepier songs and, like, some other stuff. It's like an interesting effect, and it kind of sounds like that's what he did.
Oh.
Mixed with his mic quality, too. That's kind of what it sounds like.
Oh, yeah, that's true. It might have made it sound weird.
That's my guess. I could be wrong.
Yeah, because I was like, whoa, warped run. It was scary.
Yeah. It was weird.
Yeah, but your energy on this was really good. And
oh, you had such good attitude.
Yeah, you're
especially
like,
at the end, you were all like, rawr. Yeah.
You're like, dead or alive.
Do you want to go straight to results?
Yup.
Okay. So, okay, so we've decided, we debated giving immunity to multiple people, and we just decided that there was, like, one of you that stood out above the rest, so, there's a lot of opportunity for safe spots, and we'd rather have more safe spots in the main than take them away, so we decided to just award immunity to Dizzy.
Dizzy!
We thought that you had the best emotion and the most intense singing, and you, like, took a really good risk. But it worked out so well. And your mixing was, like, fantastic. It was, like, really well done. So,
I'm keeping that song. Yeah.
That is our verdict. Yeah, iPod.
Definitely. iPod. It's iPodded.
And, we're super excited that everybody decided to do, Supernatural. Well, not everybody, but none of you. Because it's, like, the best show ever.
It is. Everyone
needs
to watch it.
And if you don't watch it, you should.
If you don't watch it, you're lame. It's a bunch of hot men running around fighting demons. What else do you need?
Seriously. So good.
Woo!
Yay! So, thanks for listening to Immunity, and we'll announce the next one on the main, like, the next challenge, because, like, we have to go to the main, like, now. We're behind.
Burp!
Okay, let's go record the main.
Woo.
Woo, done.
Done.